Now let's imagine the wedding officiant practice system in motion. A bride and groom contact you. They say, "We are getting married next spring, and we are looking for someone to officiate a Christian ceremony." This is the first inquiry. A clear practice does not respond with confusion. It responds with warmth and structure. You might say, "Thank you for reaching out. I would be glad to learn more about your wedding plans and what kind of Christian ceremony you are hoping for. Let's begin with a short conversation so I can understand your date, location, expectations, and how I may be able to serve." That first response matters. It should be warm, but not vague. Available, but not desperate. Pastoral, but not boundaryless. The next step is an inquiry form or basic information gathering. You need the bride's name, groom's name, wedding date, venue or location, contact information, and basic ceremony expectations. You should also ask where the wedding will take place because civil requirements vary by location. This course gives ministry training, not legal advice. The couple should verify license requirements with the proper civil authority. Then comes the first meeting. In that meeting, you listen. You learn their story. You ask about their hopes for marriage. You explain your role as a Christian wedding officiant. You clarify that your practice serves weddings from a biblical Christian worldview. You do not need to sound harsh. You do need to be clear. A couple should not be surprised later that you believe marriage is a covenant before God. After that first meeting, you decide whether you can serve with integrity. Sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes the answer is not yet. Sometimes the answer is referral. For example, if the couple has serious unresolved conflict, legal confusion, coercion, or signs of abuse, the next faithful step may not be moving quickly toward the ceremony. A faithful officiant knows when to serve, when to slow down, and when to refer. If the couple moves forward, the preparation stage begins. You may schedule one or more preparation conversations. You discuss the ceremony order, scripture, vows, rings, prayer, family participation, and rehearsal expectations. You may invite the couple to consider a CLI public-facing course such as Christian Marriage Growth. Then comes the rehearsal. The rehearsal is not just a technical run-through. It is a calming moment. The officiant helps the wedding party understand movement, timing, tone, and expectations. Then comes the ceremony. The officiant leads with dignity. The message is Christ-centered, brief enough for the setting, and meaningful enough to honor the covenant. The bride and groom are guided through vows and rings with confidence and care. After the ceremony, the officiant completes any required license responsibilities according to local civil requirements. Then comes follow-up. A simple follow-up can say, "It was an honor to serve at your wedding. I am praying that your marriage grows in love, faithfulness, forgiveness, and joy. I also want to encourage you to keep investing in your covenant." This kind of follow-up reminds the couple that the wedding was not the end. It was the beginning. A strong practice system helps the officiant serve with peace. It also helps the bride and groom feel cared for. From first inquiry to follow-up, clarity becomes a ministry gift. When the system is moving well, the officiant is free to be present, prayerful, organized, and faithful.